The Green Dream. Running your own greenhouse may seem idyllic. The reality is not for the faint of heart. By James Tarmey. With the exception of a few years in the late 1800s, when some rowdy servants burned down the manor house by mistake, the Erskine family has peacefully occupied the sprawling Cambo estate in Fife, Scotland, for more than 350 years. Along the way, they've been patrons for generations of agricultural workers who've tended the grounds. The cost of that support has become increasingly steep, so 5 years ago, the Erskines turned Cambo's Gardens into a charitable trust with a mission to educate young adults in the art of rural agriculture. Scotland is very short of young people going into rural occupations, says Catherine, a Lady Erskine. There is a skills gap. But first, they had to build new greenhouses. The existing ones, dating from the early 19th century, had become quite shabby, says her husband, Sir Peter Erskine. The wood frames were rotting. Glass panes had been patched haphazardly, and maintaining an even temperature was almost impossible. They'd outlived their natural lifespan. The family hired a UK company called Alitex Limited to build a structure with four sections, one for peaches, one that serves as a year-round space full of flowers and plants, and two to instruct trainees in the art of growing vegetables. The desire to educate had always been embedded in the country estates, Lady Erskine says. They were the training facility for the local area. The greenhouse cost roughly $649,000 American dollars.